If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I don't get it. I'm flustered. It's like we're talking two different languages. My God.
Now I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Jeff Lutz.
Are you okay? You might need to go with Duda to the doctor later.
In an insane society, the sane man must appear insane.
In Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
True, I gotta give him a point there, although it was wrong. He's doing all right. I'll let him leak out for a little while.
Me so Sally! Oh, so!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's!
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio, on a Friday. Lots of football coming up this weekend, and on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. But right now, Max, it is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here. We've got one from Jason Duda. What are we going to do?
All right, so it's kind of like a face-off situation. But in this, I'll give you a category. There'll be 10 possibilities, but if you get a top five pick, you get 2 points. If you get 6 to 10, you only get 1 point. Understood?
Sort of.
There's 5 different categories if we get to them all.
All right.
Fair enough. Who's going first?
We'll let Jeff.
Okay.
We'll let Jeff go first.
Most popular foods in America. There are 9 foods and 1 drink. Just so you both know before we start.
All right. 9 foods and 1 drink.
Yes.
The most popular foods in America. How about the hamburger?
Number 1. Jeff gets 2 points.
Pizza.
Pizza, I think, is 5.
Am I sure?
Yes, it is. So, Bob, you get 2 points. Jeff.
I'm going to guess. No, I don't want to guess the drink yet, although it probably is pretty obvious. How about steak?
Steak is not on the list.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No points. You can take the lead here, Bob.
Chicken.
Yes. Chicken tenders, chicken nuggets. They are number 7. 1 point for Bob.
3 to 2.
We'll do 7 rounds if
we
don't get them all.
That?
No. We're going all the way, but we'll go 7 picks each, unless you've picked them all already.
How about beer?
Beer is not.
It's not
on
the drink.
List. Is not the drink. No. Well, you could take a commanding lead.
I'm surprised that beer's not the drink. Now you got me rattled. French fries.
French fries are number three.
Really? I mean, we eat them, but good grief.
How about ice cream?
Ice cream is on the list, but I think it's number eight. Yes, so 1 point for Jeff, 5-3. Bob?
What numbers are we missing here?
You are missing 10, 9, 6, and 4.
All right.
4 is going to be tough.
The drink. I'm hung up on the drink, and that's a bad.
That is bad.
Bad way to be. But food, I'm running out of ideas. Milk.
Incorrect.
Not the drink.
Not the drink.
Tacos.
Tacos are not on the
Good
list.
Good grief.
I'm shocked at that. Food or drink? Good grief.
Well, there's only one drink on here, and the rest are food.
Golly. Barbecue.
No.
Where'd you get this list?
Well, wait.
Macaroni and cheese.
It's all subjective. No, that's not on the list either.
We got a barbecue restaurant every 4 feet.
In the Midwest.
Most places now.
How's mac and
Bob,
cheese
your
now?
Pick, and then only one more round in this category.
I would say, golly, what's really bad for you? That's
yeah, only... exactly.
Eggs.
Well, eggs aren't that bad for you, but they're not on the list. One more guess each in this category. Jeff.
Well, the drink has to be water, but I'm not ready to guess it. Although I just gave it to you. How about potato chips?
Potato chips are on the list. Yes. Number 10.
Nah, I'm not going to win.
Well, we got a whole bunch of different categories.
So we don't win by each category?
No.
Okay. Cheese.
Cheese is not on the list.
That's
you missed.
Ridiculous.
Number 9, donuts.
I don't know if more people eat donuts than
four,
eat cheese.
Number 4, Oreo cookies.
Yeah, that's...
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
More than cheese.
Okay,
Tacos?
How about the drink? You guys still couldn't figure out the drink?
I don't think it's water.
It's not water.
Milk.
I would say
Coca-Cola.
Coffee.
I don't know. Soda.
Soda.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I didn't know it'd be that broad, right? Like Oreo cookies, very specific. Not just cookies, but
well,
then you have
cookies.
Then you have all sodas.
Cookies, I'd have gave it to you.
Who's your source on this?
I can't remember. It just crashed.
I think so you made it.
I should have made it.
Well, I will guarantee you that more people are eating cheese than are eating Oreos cookies.
Isn't that something?
I would say that, too. Cheese is on everything. What's the next category?
Next category. Top 10 most valuable sports franchises in the United States.
I go first on this one.
You yes. sure do.
New York Yankees.
New York Yankees are fourth, worth $7.55 billion.
These are all teams based in the United States.
These are all United States, not soccer or...
Not like an
Europe.
Canadian NHL
United,
team.
It's all United States.
There's no Canadian NHL.
There's no
go,
Canadian.
Would you?
I'm just making sure, man. The Dallas Cowboys.
Number one, $10.1 billion. That's crazy.
L.A. Lakers.
L.A. Lakers are 8, 7.1, 1 point for Bob.
L.A. Dodgers.
You know what? The Dodgers are not on the list.
That's ridiculous.
That just can't be right.
Yeah, I never even thought of that, but it's not on this list. And this is the list I'm going off
of. Was this list made 35 years ago?
It might have been. The amount they pay their players, though, maybe the franchise isn't worth as much.
I don't know.
That makes the franchise worth more. Good grief. The San Francisco 49ers.
Stay number 10, $6.8 billion.
The New England Patriots.
Uh-oh.
Sixth.
Really?
$7.4 billion.
That's surprising to me.
And me too.
The Boston Celtics.
They are not on the list.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. You can't cheat. He's going to cheat. What do we do?
Well, he doesn't get to. What are you doing?
You can't cheat.
I'm not cheating.
Yes, you are.
When we're done with this round, I'm going to look at my list and see what my list says.
Fair enough. My game, my list.
The New York Giants.
Yes. Number seven. $7.3 billion.
It's a lot of money.
New York Jets.
Yes. $6.9 billion at number nine.
I hate that. What numbers are we missing?
You're missing, you guys got 6 through 10, and you got 4 and 1. So you're missing 2, 3, and 5.
Can you tell us what sports are still out there?
No. No, he's not telling you what sports are still out there.
I'm surprised at 2, but
the Boston Red Sox?
I don't know how they do this. Boston Red Sox are not on the list.
I guess the Yankees are the only
team that matters in baseball.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
Apparently is where it's at.
Basically.
It's hard to figure. Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
The LA Rams.
Yes. 7.6. They're number 3. So you got number 2 and number 5.
That's 2 points.
Oh, yeah, that's 2 points. You're winning now, 11-10.
Now, aren't we done 7 rounds yet?
You got one round each. One more pick each.
Kansas City Chiefs.
No.
Now I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Since their owner was so rich, I'll go, he's not the owner anymore, but I'll go the Washington Commanders.
No. The New York Knicks are number 5.
That makes sense.
Golden State Warriors are worth $8.8 billion.
It's a lot. They're out there in Silicon Valley.
That they are.
What's the score now?
Yeah, there you go.
11-10.
What's the next category?
Well, let's go have some fun. Uh-oh. What happened? Okay, we're going to have some fun here, boys. This one is a little different because it's the quintessential Canadian foods.
No one knows that. Pass.
We don't know that.
All right, we'll pass. You guys.
We're not from Canada.
So, it's food. Okay, how about this one? Top 10 safest states in the U.S.
No.
All right. Let's go to this one. The 7 most notorious serial killers.
Fine.
Good. There's 7 of them.
I go first this time. Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy is number 1. This one, you only get 1 point because there's only 7 of them.
BTK.
BTK is not on this list.
Oh.
John Wayne Gacy.
You are correct.
What does notorious mean?
Well, the top 7.
What
Maybe he's
that?
9.
By what? By number
By
of
what I've decided. So you got it wrong.
What? Then how did you decide?
By this list. Britannica.
You know,
there's some on here you probably won't get.
What's that guy's?
The Disco Strangler?
No. L.A. What? Max said something I didn't understand. Yeah, we'll go with the Boston Strangler.
Yeah, he's not on this list.
Thanks, Max.
The Zodiac Killer.
He is not on the list either. It's the top 7. Those guys are like
Zodiac
8, 9, and 10.
Is like 1.
These guys are like 8, 9, and 10. Number 1 was
the
Ted
Zodiac
Bundy.
Killer.
Yeah, I just said that.
He just said that.
Who's that other guy?
I know who you're thinking of.
What's that guy's name?
Oh, Son of Sam?
Son of Sam.
No.
Jack the Ripper.
Yes, exactly. Jeff gets another point.
All right, move on.
Like, you haven't even got some of these.
Right,
how do you not know some of these?
Care.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
But what I want to know
Holmes,
what you mean by notorious.
Harold Shipman?
I don't know who Harold
Was
Shipman
it by
is.
By number of people killed? What does that even mean? The most
they're the most well known, I guess.
Yes,
but
H.H. Holmes, the one I wouldn't have got.
Really well known.
Pedro Lopez, I wouldn't have got.
Much more notorious.
H.H. Holmes, the World Fair in like the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Bought that hotel and rearranged it for booby traps and everything, and anybody that stayed there during there, he killed them all. You never heard of that?
No.
Oh, my. Read a book.
No care.
Good gracious.
I think you just read that off of Britannic. Everybody who stayed there died?
I don't know if everybody did, but just about.
Next.
Well, what do you mean? You guys have ixnayed all my...
Well, they're bad categories. They're Give us something better.
Great categories.
They are bad categories, and if you'd go with lists that make sense... But
well,
when you
they made sense to me.
Most notorious killers.
That was a good one.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. If you say, who are the serial killers who have killed the most people?
No. Jeffrey Dahmer is not on the list of someone who killed the most people.
Right.
But he's one of the most well-known serial killers.
Of course he is, but so is BTK.
BTK is pretty well-known. Zodiac Killer not being on the list is ridiculous.
Or Son of Sam. I mean, they made movies about these people.
They did. All right, here's one. Ready? Top 10 most valuable beverage brands. Well, you wouldn't be able to figure that out?
Go ahead.
Any kind of drinking aspect of it.
Go, Jeff.
It's your turn to go first. You want me to go first?
No, I'll go first. Whoever owns now Anheuser-Busch, I can't remember who it is.
So Budweiser.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you got it.
So Budweiser?
Well, yeah, Budweiser's the brand. Right?
There you go.
Good job. Number six, you get 1 point for that. It should take like six off for you whining.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is number one.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Of course it is.
Exactly.
Of course it's number
one.
This one
makes sense.
Not really. It's still kind of a weak category, but we'll go with
it. It is a weak category because there's a couple tricky ones in here.
Pepsi.
Number two. 2 points for Bob.
Coors.
Coors is not on here.
Great.
Too bad.
That is upsetting.
Is it? Is it that bad?
Miller.
No.
I was going to guess Miller. Tropicana.
No. But good guess.
Well, they got a lot
of... I'll give you an A for that guess.
How many are on this list?
10.
Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, close. But no.
Nestle.
No.
I guess the chocolate milk industry isn't thriving.
Well, it's thriving, but it's just not in the top 10.
Folgers.
Coffee? Oh, they're 17th.
Does Starbucks count?
No.
It's
a brand of a drink.
Michelob.
Ooh, that's a good guess. But it's not on here.
Is that Anheuser-Busch?
That's the same. Yeah, but.
Next one to get one wins.
Yeah. You each get a couple more. There's a couple pops. There's still a beer. There's a alcohol. There's a whiskey or hard liquor.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a.
That one will be easy.
And there's also a. Energy drink.
Oh, I got all these.
Oh, now you got them.
Yeah.
My brain's gone. I'm my brain's out.
All right, Jeff.
Gatorade.
Gatorade is on here.
Yeah. You said what were the categories? You said again because my brain.
There's another pop one on here.
You said alcohol. That's Jack Daniels.
No.
What?
No.
Another pop one. Is Minute
the
Maid.
Brand.
Sprite?
Sprite is on here, yes.
That's Coke.
I know, it's the same thing, but it's on here. There's another one as well.
Another pop.
Yes.
And it's not Dr. Pepper.
It's a brand.
It's a brand of pop.
You got to think about going to the store.
That's what I'm thinking about.
It might be a little cheaper than the regular stuff.
Shasta.
It has lots of different flavors.
Dr. Thunder.
Starts with an F.
Fresca.
Oh, that's a good one, but they're not on the list.
What is it?
Fanta.
Oh, Fanta. They have like two things. They have like strawberry, grape, and
they're number
orange.
10.
That's a terrible
number
category.
Three, the energy drink.
Not Gatorade?
Gatorade's nine. Red Bull.
How about that?
And the alcoholic beverage was?
It's not Jack Daniels.
Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker.
The other beer on here that is number seven?
Heineken?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm good at this. Give me all the
you
points.
You are. See, look at you. You just ran through them all.
Give me all the points.
You're a good player.
Thank
I don't
you.
Care what anybody says. Jeff wins the game. Game's over.
That's it?
Yep. Bob's brain's not working.
That's unfortunate.
It's difficult.
What are we going to do about
that? Well, I can't believe we didn't do the Canadian one.
Who does Mays have tonight?
Who was it tonight? I just looked at it, too. Because we were talking about wanting to go, but for some reason Jackson's soccer coach scheduled them to practice every Friday night, which doesn't make much sense when all these kids are in high school. So he's going to practice, so I don't think we're going to go to the game tonight.
It's quite a bit going on.
Andover Central, maybe? Andover?
That might be a decent game.
I'm not sure if
Andover Central and Andover are both quality opponents.
I'm not sure if that's this week or not.
What tournament? Are they going to McPherson as usual?
No, I think they're going to... I thought... Is it Park City, maybe? No.
There's no Park City tournament.
No.
And they have Valley Center tonight.
Valley Center.
They have Valley Center tonight.
Is it Valley Center tonight?
The upstart Hornets.
How's that game going to be?
I don't know. I kind of like Valley Center.
Okay.
But they're 7-2 now. We interviewed their coach when they were undefeated.
Jeff, you got to, at least with the Canadian favorite foods, you got to at least guess a couple. Took a lot of work.
Maple syrup.
Yes, number three. Good job.
Canadian bacon.
No, that's ham.
Ham.
No, it's not on here. You should know one more at least.
I should?
Yeah.
Cheesies?
Like one of my favorite things.
Cheesies.
No. Not cheesies.
What is one of your favorite? The chocolate thing? Toffee thing?
No, it has French fries.
Oh, poutine.
Yes. Exactly.
Poutine. That's a good one. I should have guessed that. What about all-dressed chips?
Nope.
What about just pancakes? Something to put syrup on.
Oh, that would be good right now. Pancakes sound good. No.
Or French toast. Because you're by the ocean, you get some fresh lobster.
There is a type of chip on the list.
There is.
What would it be?
And it's not all dressed.
No.
Is it something I can get at the store here?
Nah, maybe certain places might have them.
But it's not like I'm going to go to the Dylan's chip aisle and just find it right away.
No, you're not going to find them at Dylan's.
It's some kind of, they taste the same as what?
I think I've brought them over here.
You've brought cheesies over here.
That's it? I haven't brought these ones over?
What are they?
Ketchup chips?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I enjoy ketchup chips.
Exactly.
Sort of. Well, you gotta be in the right mood for ketchup chips.
Nanaimo bars, Bannock, Saskatoon berries. Oh, crazy Canadian stuff.
I bet they like a lot of American food, too.
Yeah, they do.
I bet they like bacon more than they like Saskatoon berries.
And burgers. That's why I couldn't do like a top 10 in Canada, because they'd be... basically the same thing.
Ketchup chips. That's a good one.
Ketchup chips are fantastic.
Not as good as the ketchup popsicle.
No.
I don't know. I haven't had that.
All right. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. High school basketball in our area tonight. The big one, Northwest at Heights. Stay with us for Joanna Chadwick next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Aerosmith, big 10-inch record, the name of that one. Here's Joanna Chadwick joining us from Vibe Magazine, longtime high school sports writer, now a journalism instructor as well at Derby High School. We're in that week before tournaments. One of my favorite weeks is tournament weeks. I want you to talk about some of the tournaments that look really competitive, but first, Wichita Heights, Wichita Northwest tonight at Heights. I think we have four of the best teams in the state right here in our area with Heights, Cape and Mount Carmel, Northwest and Derby, and maybe there's others. Maybe you throw Andover into that mix, Andover Central, somebody like that. But what kind of a chance do you think Northwest has of going up out to Heights tonight and pulling one off?
Well, I mean, they had this conversation last week about why these City League games are so low scoring in some of these really big games. And I thought it was kind of an interesting thing because how many times have we seen a couple of the City League games, the top teams battle, kind of like that Cape and Northwest game, where it was like 49-45 or something like that. And it always intrigues me. And I think it's because there's so much riding on it. And it is so intense that sometimes it maybe there's a lot of stress connected to it where there's bragging rights, there's the City League, et cetera. Because both of those teams can score a ton of points in bunches. And so I'm curious to see what this game is going to look like because the Northwest that I saw against Derby, they put up a lot of points. And I've seen Heights play several times. They can score a lot. So I hope it's just a really fast-paced, up-tempo game. It's going to be where I am tonight and really looking forward to it. I look at these four teams and really impressed at how Capen came back after losing to Northwest like that and then just dominated Andover Central. I thought that was a really, really impressive one. And I know then they had another tough game right after that, but really impressed with these four teams.
Yeah, let's talk about Derby because, man, if there was were like power rankings or KenPom or RPI or whatever, Derby would be far and away number one because they've beaten Andover, McPherson, an undefeated Valley Center team at the time that's still pretty good, and then Northwest. Did anyone see this coming?
That's a really good question. I don't know if 8-0 was the expected start. I think when you're talking the ABCTL, the way it's been, let's say over the last 5 years, maybe longer, but the teams are always so close that you could switch this around just a little bit and suddenly you're 4-4. And I think that you got to have a little bit of something that goes along with it. Sometimes where that shot falls this time, or maybe last time it didn't. And I'm not saying luck, because Derby's not, this is not a team that I would ever say that they're here because it's luck. But you know when you're playing top teams that it could go one way or the other very, very easily.
Joanna, with all the tournaments this weekend right now, if you were to pick one to go to with maybe some of the better teams in it, which one would you go and watch?
Well, I've already picked one, and I'm definitely going to Dodge. I mean, they've got four unbeaten teams there right now. You know, you've got Derby, Heights, Hyper, and Junction City there. That's incredible matchups. So I'm really excited for that one. But there's always good tournaments. We're so fortunate on the boys' side to just see a lot of different tournaments that really you can pick one and you're going to see outstanding play.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine. You mentioned all the good teams that are going to be playing at Dodge City. That tournament would be right there in terms of tradition. You'd certainly have to throw McPherson into that mix and a few others. But just talk about the charm of the Dodge City Tournament of Champions and the things they do to make that tournament special, and just being in Dodge City and hanging out. It's been years since I was in Dodge City, and I always really enjoyed going out there.
Dodge City does it right. I miss the days when it was being played at the old Civic Center. Even though it wasn't the nicest place in the world, but it was very homey. I was very much attached to the hospitality room at that one. People brought in food kind of like they do at Halstead, which, you know, or maybe it's the fax classes that made the food. But what Dodge has is they make it an event. You know, everything attached to it is about making it an event. Look at the schedule. The schedule is made to be an event so that you have a game at 7:30 and 9 because they have a break in between. Even on Thursday, you look at how they go and they read to the kids at the local elementary schools. That is so cool. They've got a pancake breakfast. They have contests. I mean, you're in Dodge, you're far away from your family, and you get to grow as a team in a pretty fun environment. And I think that's really special.
I don't have a youngster at Andale anymore, but I still kind of pay attention to what they're doing. And it kind of just looks like that typical, we're going to get off to a slow start because all our guys were playing football, and it takes a while to get yourself into basketball shape. And then they've won five straight, including a win last week against Collegiate. Is that kind of what's happening with Andale?
I mean, we've seen it happen how many times? I mean, that is definitely impressive. And I don't care. Any win over Collegiate is always going to be a good one. And I think that says a lot about where they're going to go. I can't wait for that second game between Collegiate and Andale. Andale's just, they're a sports school. You know, I mean, they're just, it's always really impressive to see how many of those kids play multiple sports. Huge numbers out for all their sports. I love that.
Joanna, we were talking about the low scores, it seems like. Do you think that this has anything to do with the shot clock? And not that they're not getting the shots off, but when you're 15 to 18 years old and all of a sudden you have this little clock in the back of your head, do you think maybe that has something to do with it, that maybe you're not getting the quality shots you're taking, or you know you got to get one off rather than trying to run your sets like they used to in years past?
I mean, are we really seeing a lot of low-scoring games? I mean, or are we picking and choosing a couple that we've seen?
Well, in those City League games, like you said, I guess you kind of gave an explanation for it, that it's really tense, and I get that. But I don't know, is there anything to that, that, you know, it's there has been some adjustment?
I don't know. Maybe there has. I just haven't seen – I've seen an awful lot of games. And I just haven't seen this, holy crap, I need to shoot the ball. I've only seen a few missed, you know, where the actual buzzer goes off. And then, you know, maybe it depends on the level of the basketball team, because a lot of these kids who play at a high level in the summer, they're playing with a shot clock. I mean, if they're on like the recruit look, you know, they're already playing with a shot clock. So maybe it does to an extent, but honestly, I would have to look at data, because I've covered so many games over the years. I don't know if I could say there's this many games, did that not happen before? Because I can almost guarantee it did. I think a lot of people like to point to the three-point shot as always being the reason why there's low scoring, or why, you know, teams struggle, is because they're just jacking up threes. I think that there's some truth to that. So is there some truth to the fact that there's going to be some teams who are taking shots that they shouldn't have? Yeah, but if you have the ball in a possession for longer than 35 seconds, I don't know. I guess I would have fallen asleep already anyway. It's not a great possession. Thank you.
No.
Joanna Chadwick with us. I got a hypothetical for you, and you'll love it. Forget for a moment you're married to the Derby girls coach, okay?
Oh, for
God's sake. Let's put
that
out of our memory banks. So I'm going to give you a field of eight. Let's say they're in a postseason tournament, these eight girls teams. And I'm going to ask you to pick the winner. Wichita Heights, Derby, Andover, Wellington, Heston, Halstead, Haven, and Mays South. Who is the favorite to win that girls mid-season tournament?
Oh my God! I just don't,
come on, like, Joanna.
Why?
You know she's not going to pick that. Brian's not listening.
I can't even believe how crappy this is that you're doing this to me. First of all, I refuse to answer this, and so what I'm going to do is I'll give you my favorites. How about? How
there
about that?
Go.
Derby.
Okay. Derby is definitely one of my favorites. They're deep. They are a fast-paced team. They've got a lot of talent on that team. They know the game of basketball. Okay? And then I'm going to say the same exact thing about Andover and Heights. The thing with Andover is that did not look like the team that I saw play against Heights, did not look like the team that I saw play against Derby in game one. Andover in game one was outstanding. They struggled at times against Heights. They were able to get back into it. Heights and Derby cause problems for team because of their speed. Andover causes problems because they have that a really good inside-out game. Let's see. What were the other teams you said?
Well, I threw Wellington in there because I think they'd be
Wellington.
Difficult because they're so skilled.
I think Wellington is also a very tough one. And the thing is that a lot of people make a big deal about Britt Zika and Val Norwood. They're both 1,000-point scorers, and understandably so. But if you look at their box scores, is that they've got about five kids, same thing with Derby, consistently scoring in double figures or around double figures. And so I wouldn't want to play Wellington either. I think they're very talented. I would say those are top four.
I don't know. I don't know who I'd take. Derby might be the favorite.
You didn't even mention Bishop Carroll, though.
Well, I can't mention everybody. I got to cut it off at eight, right?
So apparently I think I can mention everybody as you put this question to me. There.
Well, Bishop Carroll would certainly be a factor, no question. But I think without having seen any of these teams
this
year.
Didn't Carroll beat Heights?
Carroll
did beat Heights.
Yeah. So you kind of might want to have in there.
That game should not have gone into overtime either. That was real weird call there at the end of the game.
Anyway, just something for thought. What do you have?
I don't really have much else of anything. Jason didn't get his Mace question in, and Mace has a pretty big game tonight against Valley Center. But, hey, if you don't want to talk about Mace, maybe Mace South, they're so young. And I feel like Joe Jackson, they've had a difficult start to the season. But I feel like if any coach, I mean, there are several, but one of them who could probably round that team into shape and have them looking pretty good by the end is Joe Jackson.
Well, I think he's got someone to build around with Cy Stuckey. A lot of their game goes through Cy, and he's got such good skills. He's got such good size. I mean, I would be happy to have a team where I could build around him. The thing with that Mays Valley Center game, Valley is tough, and I don't know how much that we've talked about them, but they're tough, and they've got some kids who can score. They do not make it easy on you at all. So I think that Mays Valley Center game will be a great matchup.
Yeah, another close win in what has been a remarkable start for Derby. They won at Valley Center by 1 point. Joanna, always a pleasure. Have a good time out at Heights tonight. We'll follow along on X for updates. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine, as we talk about high school basketball in our area. We got NFL football. We got high school basketball tonight. We've got the college football championship game coming up on Monday evening. And we've got Miles Straw offloaded to the Toronto Blue Jays.
We sure do.
There's potentially to be a move along with some international bonus money. That could indicate that the Blue Jays and Roky Sasaki are a possibility.
I don't know. They have $8 million and some change to the Dodgers, $5.5 million or something like that, in left in international bonus pool money. So if they want to make Sasaki the biggest offer, then they'll be able to do that.
He should go to Canada.
Some of the thought is that he wants to be the big fish in Toronto rather than the small fish in LA because of endorsement possibilities.
Makes sense.
I wonder, it doesn't matter, but I would just wonder what else the Guardians could have done with that extra $2 million with two teams really going hard.
They got rid of Miles Straw.
They got rid of Miles Straw. That's what they did.
That's what they did with the $2 million.
Right. I understand. That's why I said I wonder what they could have.
That's a pretty good way to spend $2 million.
I wonder what they could have done. Could they have gotten like a James Outman or one of those Dodgers pitchers, like an Emmett Sheehan or somebody who's not going
to
be in there?
Bringing up that much money allows them to do that.
No, they're not going to do anything. If they didn't do it with this, they're not going to do it at all.
Well, don't give up hope.
Ownership doesn't really give you much reason to hope.
Well, you're in the playoffs most years. What?
Yeah, but I want more than that. I want some muscle. I want a team that on paper looks like, hey, this is going to be a team. It's going to be a good team.
Well, if you want muscle, why'd you pick the Indiana Pacers as your NBA team?
Or the Cleveland Guardians as your baseball team?
Because when I picked the Cleveland Guardians, Indians as my baseball team, there was no more muscle in the game. They had the best lineup in baseball by far and a really good pitching staff, and I picked the Pacers because they're fun. And I like the Pacers. There's muscle there. They made it to the conference finals. I'm rolling with two Final Four teams.
Well, that's what you tell yourself. Good for you.
Well, it actually kind of is true now that I think
about it. It's not like these teams are hopeless. They're playing. They're out there. They're doing it.
Well, then be encouraged about the Guardians. I thought it was good. If you can unload Miles Straw, no matter what, it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that happened.
You don't like Miles?
He's terrible. And they signed him to an extension, an affordable extension, not a crazy extension.
It was a fairly crazy extension.
But not a crazy money-wise.
Not crazy money. Although, for a player of that caliber?
Well, when they did it, he was actually playing well. And I don't know. He fell off a cliff offensively. I mean, he had some hope. He was never going to be Barry Bonds, but, you know, he could do stuff. He could run. Make life a little more difficult. He stopped running. He's terrible. So there you go. He's Toronto's problem.
You've done
now.
More than my team has done, and I'm still waiting for the first move that I'm not sure is going to happen. It's very discouraging.
They haven't made any moves yet? Like none?
No.
Not on the major league roster, I don't think.
They have not spent a dime. They've lost a few players to free agency. But that's not a move. That's losing players to free agency. And they haven't signed any free agents. They haven't made any trades. And that's where we are with the St. Louis Cardinals, who are mystifying. I don't even get it. Makes me angry. And on that note, we'll call it a night. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back Monday. We hope you enjoy your weekend. See you soon.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.